a 15-minute Q&A with the filmmaker. So just so you know, we're going to bring the house lights up a little bit. If you have a question, raise your hand. We have two lovely gentlemen running around with microphones. They will find you. And you can speak clearly and loudly into the mic so our people on stage can hear you. Okay, are you guys ready? You have your questions ready? Okay, so without further ado, Ryan Donnelly and Chris Colfer. Okay, John, do we have someone?
Hi, this is for Chris.
Speak up.
This is for Chris.
Actually, we kind of want to bring up our producers and the cast that's here with us tonight. Robbie, you guys want to come up? Jason, Glenn,
you guys
David,
can come down here to the store.
Yeah.
And your creative identity comes from your having been an outlier in your earlier life. And I was wondering, what does the creative future hold for Chris Colfer that's not really on the outside of anything anymore?
So what's coming up?
How do you sort of approach creativity as someone who's already achieved success?
Oh, gosh, creativity is like, it's like the best gift ever and the worst curse ever also, because it just smacks you upside the head every time you get an idea that you're passionate about, and kind of what that guy said. But it kind of fills your body. You just have to get rid of it somehow, and I think most writers can agree that it's something you have to do. You can't ignore it. You're born a writer, and you have to get stuff out.
We have a question down here.
Hi. I want to know why Carson only wears blue.
Because that's my favorite color. Because it was Brian's idea. Hi, Polly! It was Brian's idea for every character to have their own individual color. But of course, I picked my color. Because it was also kind of ironic that he only wears sky colors throughout the whole movie. And the lightning.
We have another question over here.
Hi, Chris, I have a question for you. If you were a student at Clover High School, what dirt would Carson have on you?
Oh.
That was perfect. What are you talking about? Probably a journal called Struck by Lightning, writing notes about everybody.
Okay, before our next question, could everybody step forward so we can really see you? Take the light. Our wonderful cast. We have a question over here.
Hi, this is for Chris. I'm a really huge fan, and you did a really good job. Great movie, and I was wondering why you put yourself through all that. You don't deserve that.
Thank you. I'm a masochist, I guess. I don't know. It was definitely not the most glamorous filming situations, especially the scene where I'm covered in dirt and I'm dead. But I was really passionate about telling the story, so I just kind of submitted myself to anything to get the story told.
Oh, follow-up question. Do you think you could sign this?
Please. What is it?
It's a poster of you from Teen Vogue.
Oh, okay.
We'll do that after. We have another question here.
Hi, Chris.
Chris. My name is Marcy, and I saw you last time at the New Yorker Fest, and I meant to ask this question then, and I get different answers every time I ask it. Obviously, when you're on set, you have your own things, and you see things a certain way, and you have your own thoughts going on in your head while you're on set, particularly for this movie. What is it like going to a television, though, and seeing it from an audience's perspective? How does that change your thoughts and views of what you're made?
Like how does that, like, the different audiences?
Well, like, when you were obviously creating it, you had your own thoughts and views of how this was going to be when you're the one creating it as it's being created. What is it like now seeing it through the television and seeing what you created? Does that change?
Thank you. Sorry. Slow.
You're fine.
It's trippy. Because a lot of stuff is exactly how I had it in my mind, or better, thanks to this guy. Just random things, like down to the classroom. Linda, you did amazing in that classroom. And the costumes, Wendy, shout out. I mean, it was great. It was that and better, but it's tricky. Like, I think the craziest thing is seeing people like Polly and Allison in these roles, and they're really the people that I envisioned when I was 18, 17, however, I get younger every time I tell a story, actually sitting down writing this. So it's a trip.
Okay, we have a question over here.
Hi. I just want to say you all did a wonderful job, and this question is for Chris. I was wondering, how did the writing process differentiate between writing Land of the Stories and Struck by Lightning? Kind of how did you go about that?
Oh, it's strange. They're both beasts, let me tell you. And it's funny, because whenever I wrote Struck by Lightning first, and then I wrote Land of Stories, so sometimes I'd be writing Land of Stories, and I'm like, oh wait, that's script writing. Like, it's an action and a character line. Like, I gotta add some stuff. But it's very different, because in the screenplay, luckily, you get to have people to add to your vision, and you get the visuals and stuff, so you can be less descriptive, but when it comes to novel, you are everything. Your voice is absolutely everything. It's the only thing that the reader gets to see, so you gotta punch it up.
Thank you. We have one right over here.
I'm sorry to everybody else, but this is also a question for Chris.
What?
There are some people who hope their entire life to put a coherent narrative together, and Chris, you just hit it out of the park with this film. You've said in interviews that you have another screenwriting project underway right now, another film. And I'm just wondering, looking in your future, do you see yourself happily and creatively spending a good portion of your life doing screenplays?
Yes. I think one of my true passions is writing something and then betraying it. Like, I loved it so much during this, because there's really no other way to fully know a character unless you 100% create it. Like other characters I've done, the other character that I've done was created for me in a sense, but it wasn't created by me. So I always have to ask a question, like, you know, is this gonna happen? Is this what he's thinking? What's gonna happen here? But in this one, I got to be completely in control, and I like control. Thank you.
We have a question up in the top. Sweet baby Jesus, hi.
Okay, this is coming from someone who wants to be a writer when I graduate from college, and this is a question to everyone.
Cynthia Flair, where are you?
What?
Where are you?
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Wave your hand, thank you.
Hi. This is coming from someone who wants to be a writer. This is a question for everybody. What kind of advice do you give to someone who's applying to college soon and is thinking about their future? What kind of advice do you give someone in believing in yourself, and what should you do in college to really achieve your dreams?
It's a really hard one. What a fun one. The big thing you have to consider when you're writing is you have to keep writing. If you're a writer, you have to write, and you have to not stop. You have to give it to people that you trust, their opinions that you value. You have to have them be very honest with you. Submit. There's so many screenplay competitions. There's so many book competitions. Submit it to all of them. And if it's good, you'll start to hear a lot coming back. But But I always tell people coming into the business, if you want to act, you have to start acting. If you want to direct, you have to start directing. And if you want to write, you have to start writing. No matter what anybody says, you keep going until your gut tells you it's time to stop.
Great. Thank you, Rita. One more question. Right in the middle there.
Hi, this is a question for Roberto, who's one of the younger producers. As a producer and as an actor, you must read like thousands and thousands of scripts. I'm just wondering if you could choose one thing when you read the script that really stood out, which was the reason that you felt like you have to make this movie, what it would be.
Wow.
No pressure. Okay.
Thank you for that essay. I think, I guess Chris is the answer to that. Like, you read a script, and at the end of the day, what you really get from it is what the writer was hoping to achieve. And I think what Chris was hoping to achieve here, and I'm not going to speak for you, but I am going to speak for you, is that it's all about the journey. I mean, you see Carson, and you see his amazing journey, and his goal, his dream is to get into college, and he gets into it, but he never goes. So it's kind of a horrible thing, but at the end you're really happy, and you're really happy because of this amazing journey, this amazing quest that he undertook. And I mean, obviously he did it blackmailing kids, which is amazing. I think you really respond to the writer and their passion, and obviously Chris's talent and intelligence and adjectives that you just keep going. But yeah, that's probably the answer to your question.
Thank you.
You look so familiar.
I'm a big fan of your movie. Maybe you've seen me at like every screen I've seen.
We love you, Emma.
Okay, that's all we have time for. I'm sorry to say, a big round of applause.